Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
Are you ready for the best real estate investing advice ever? Join Joe Fairless and today's successful real estate professional as they share it with you. Let's go.
A quick word from our sponsor, 24 Sound. 24 Sound is technically an audio production company, but they're way more than that. They're there to help you grow your business from audiobooks to podcasts and everything in between. They're flawless as sound engineers, and they're strategic as business partners. Visit them at 24sound.com. You can also email them at hello@24sound.com. And of course, as a Best Ever listener, you'll get a Best Ever discount. Mention Best Ever, and you'll get a 20% discount on your first product.
Hello, Best Ever listeners. Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. I'm Joe Fairless, and I'm here with today's guest, Sean Riley. Hi, Sean.
Hey, Joe.
Great to have you on the show. And Sean is joining us from Newton, Massachusetts, where he is a real estate investor. He's been investing since 2007. He currently has 10 long-term holds in his portfolio. And since 2011, he's been doing rehab flips locally for current income, and then reinvesting that back into the long-term holds. So with that being said, Sean, can you tell the Best Ever listeners a little bit more about your background and what you're focused on now?
So like you said, I've been investing since 2007. It actually started out as me and my wife became accidental landlords. We bought, like I said, we bought on the wrong end of a flip in 2004, and then we wanted to move in 2007, and that's pretty much when the market peaked and the market started to tank here. So instead of eating estimated probably about $30,000, we decided to rent instead. I'd actually always been interested in real estate and wanted to get into stuff. We had actually joked that'd be like, oh, it'd be great if we could keep this place and still be able to move and keep it as a rental. It's in a very desirable area of Boston, right near Boston College. We had always joked about that. So it kind of forced our hands. But then, since I was into it and we kind of liked people mailing us money, we didn't buy it for cash flow, so it wasn't necessarily the greatest rental, but it still was nice. quickly bought a couple other rentals in Lowell, Massachusetts, about 40 miles from Boston, and it's near where I grew up. So I knew the market. Basically, we could buy the same units that we had down there for about like 60% of the price, and could get about 75-80% of the rent. So like it was a better idea for cash flow. And like most new investors, kind of, you know, overestimated the rents, underestimated the expenses. So what looked like pretty good cash flow on paper originally turned into being more or less break even. Made a little bit some months, you know, lost stuff if there was a bad thing happened here or there. So we kind of realized it was one of those get rich really, really, really slow plans.
Right.
Which isn't, you know, not necessarily a bad thing, but, you know, kind of pulled back a little bit at that point. So after a couple of years of sort of like exploring the market and never finding like, you know, the deals that I was really wanted to get, excuse me, my former employer in January 2010 decided that I did not need to work there anymore. And I decided that they made the right choice there. So I kind of went full time and went all in. So, you know, started managing the rental portfolio, looking a little bit deeper into creative deals with that, and started getting into, you know, the quick turn strategies to develop current income to avoid having to go back to the corporate world. And got involved with, well, you know, basically rehabbing single family houses for the most part.
So whenever you were working at the company and then you left and they told you you should leave, what was the difference between your tactics and profitability pre and post that happening?
Well, you know, it was sort of the little bit of a kick in the pants sort of thing where before I always, it's like, oh, I want to, you know, I want to buy a bunch of units. I want to get the cash flow and be able to, you know, cover our nut every month with that stuff and not have to work. You know, if I want to work, I can. And if I don't have to, I don't have to. Like, you know, that, you know, that's generally the dream, right? But unfortunately, you know, I was in the comfort zone where, well, you know, it's a pretty good job. I kind of like it. There's days I don't like it. Some days I do like it. Get paid reasonably well, have reasonably good benefits, you know, started to have a family. So, oh, you know, can't really like go at it too hardcore because I have too many other commitments, you know, all the excuses people make. But then when I lost that, it's like, well, do I want to go back to doing that or do I really want to pursue this dream? And I did. And like, you know, a lot of people, if you really put your mind to it, you can actually accomplish what you want to do.
And that was in 2010?
Yep.
And how's the income compared to your salary versus the property and the type of stuff you're doing now?
Well, you know, so I've been doing this for a decent amount of time now, the rehabbing stuff. So, I have had deals where I made more than what I made in a year at my old job. But then, you know, you also have some dry spells, like, you know, as a lot of people will say right now, it's a lot harder to find deals. So they're a little bit fewer, far between. Margins aren't quite as good as they were 2 or 3 years ago. So, you know, gets a little bit closer in those respects.
Yeah.
But,
and how's the freedom of your time versus then and now?
Even if, you know, even if I was only breaking even on that, it's still much better because I get to do what I want when, you know, I wouldn't be able to be talking on the phone with you right now if I still had my corporate job.
That's right. And we, for the best ever listeners, somehow our time got misscheduled and whatever. We were an hour off. And so you definitely, Sean, wouldn't have been able to be on the call for 2 hours since we were supposed to have this call an hour ago.
Exactly. Right. So, you know, even if I was able to carve out some time, like, you know, can't be that dynamic with stuff.
Well, based on your experience in investing for yourself, your family, and doing rehabs, what is your best real estate investing advice ever?
So I would say my best real estate advice ever is you need to understand value. Each property has its own unique characteristics and challenges, and you have to account for them. You know, I like to say that any issue with the property is just a price adjustment, but you really have to understand that.
Can you give a specific example?
Definitely. So kind of a niche that I've been working it as I deal with what I call locationally challenged properties. So these are the things that a lot of other investors just don't want to touch, like things on busy streets, near the train tracks, near industrial areas. My best example of that is I flipped a place that was literally across the street from a sewer plant. Nobody wanted to buy that place. No other investor wanted to buy it. But I was like, you know, I know it's going to be hard to sell. I know what I need to put into it. And if I can make the numbers work, I'm going to go for it. So, so I bought the place next to the sewer plant, and, you know, I realized that comps that were half a mile away from it would overvalue the place by about $100,000. So I adjusted my resale price based on that and, got it insanely cheap for the town it was in. And I knew what I needed to put into it and, made a great profit on it.
And what are some specific numbers on that deal?
See if I remember exactly. I believe I bought it for around $66,000. This is a town where the median home price was around $260,000 at the time.
Okay.
Just for perspective, if you have somebody in the Midwest where like a decent house could go for that, and I put about 27, 28 into it and resold it for $159,000.
Nice. And how did you originally finance the purchase of it? Was it all cash?
I brought a little bit of money to the table, but I was able to get a hard money loan. I have a pretty good relationship with my guy because he actually said, like, you know what? If I hadn't done about a dozen deals with you already, I wouldn't finance this place.
And who ended up buying it?
It was a single mother who actually lived about two blocks away. So she didn't live right by the sewer plant, but there were actually other issues with this house. There was also right by the train tracks. But the house that she currently lived in also was just as close to the train tracks, so she didn't care about that at all. And she liked the area, and basically it was the only house that was inhabitable that she could afford.
You ready for the best ever lightning round?
Definitely.
Best ever book you've read.
So it might be a little cliche, but I'm going to go with Rich Dad, Poor Dad, because it really changed the way I thought about money and about the path I wanted to put my working and professional life on. And it kind of came out when I was sort of coming of age, like my, our generation of like hitting that when you're in your 20s there, really kind of set me on the right path.
And best ever listeners, I know you like audio, so you can go to freebesteverbook.com and get a free audio version of a book like that. All right, Sean, best ever personal growth experience and what you learned from it.
So I alluded to this earlier, but probably when I lost my job, because it really gave me the kick in the butt that I needed to get serious about my real estate investing business.
And what, if you can drill down on like a learning from that, other than the kick in the butt, what would you say the learning is from that experience?
Actually, you can kind of take that from the lessons that you learn from something like Rich Dad, Poor Dad, where, they talk about the rat race and they talk about like people say like, oh, you have your safe and secure job. But then, just one day somebody can be like, oh, well, no, you don't need to have this job anymore. And then all of a sudden your world gets turned upside down. Even when things go bad now, I'm still fully in control of what I'm going to do next and how I'm going to pursue things. And, if there's a problem with my business, I get to decide what I'm going to do about it. And, I can't get fired.
Absolutely. Makes a lot of sense. It reminds me of something that I remember reading or hearing in a seminar or something where they talk about change is going to happen. Life's going to change, whether you're ready for it or not. It's a matter of designing your life so that you influence the type of change and you're one step ahead of it, planning for the inevitable changes that will happen. And in your case, change happened with the unemployment or parting ways with your employer, and that got you onto a track that now looking back on it, I'm sure you're very, very grateful that that event happened.
At the time I wasn't too excited about it, but now I would actually, I've joked to people, it's like might actually be like the fourth day, best day of my life after like the birth of my two girls and my wedding.
Best ever success habit you practice?
Gratitude. So I try to consistently show real gratitude and appreciation to the important people in my life and for, you know, anyone that like helps me out. I don't necessarily go like above and beyond and do like, you know, really crazy stuff, but it's, you know, it's always good to show people that you really appreciate the things that they do for them. It makes them happy. It makes them want to do more for you. And a lot of times, you know, especially the people closer in your life, like you kind of just take things for granted. And it's, you know, always good to let people know, even just the little basic things, letting like, you know, your wife, husband, children, parents, you know, good friends, like know that you really appreciate all the things they do for you.
I love that. When you fill your heart with gratitude, there's no other emotion that can be present when you're completely grateful for something. And I love practicing that as well. Best ever deal you've done?
I probably put it as our second rehab that we did. So what it was a pretty good sized townhouse in a, you know, reasonably desirable town about 30 miles south of Boston. We were able to get it really, so this is like back in, I got it under contract late 2011. So like it was a pretty good time to be able to get discounted deals. Got it really cheap, and I was actually able to buy it with just all cash and some unsecured cheap credit lines that I had. So didn't have particularly good high holding costs on it. The rehab wasn't that bad, especially because since it was a townhouse, I didn't have to worry about a lot of like capital expenses like siding and the roof and stuff like that. And we made a really high profit, and that really kind of greased the skids to be able to like explode the business going into 2012 and beyond. And also just gave me a lot of confidence. That was one of the deals where I made like quite a bit more than what my previous salary had been. So now it was kind of like, okay, I can do this. And, you know, if nothing else, I had like a nest egg to know that, like, you know, even if I don't make another penny for the next year, I'm better off than I would have if I was still at my job.
Best ever quote.
Oh man, there's so many good ones out there, but one that I really like is Zig Ziglar, where he says, there are no traffic jams when you go the extra mile.
I was nodding my head already whenever you said from Zig Ziglar, because I was like, all right, I'll have heard this quote before, but I've never heard that Zig Ziglar quote.
Oh, really?
Wow, that's really interesting. I like that one. Similar to from an investing standpoint, when you start investing in a price point or a type of property or a strategy that nobody else is doing, you know, a couple things come to mind. One is land flipping. I personally don't do that, but I've come across a couple people on my show who do, and there's very little competition there. Another is with multifamily. If you get out of the area of the single investor, but right below the area of the institutional investing, there's a sweet spot where your competition's not as great. So I think that can be applied in a lot of ways.
Well, you know, in my situation, this might shock you, but there was not a multiple offer situation on the sewer plant house, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. You're living and I would say breathing it, but you weren't breathing too heavily during that process, I imagine. What's the biggest mistake you've made in real estate?
So I think like a lot of other people who got started around when I did, they would say that not getting started sooner and not ramping it up as quickly, because, you know, looking back now, if I could have gotten myself in gear a little bit earlier, I would definitely be a lot closer to my financial, you know, independence goals that I have, because I definitely could have picked up more cheap properties to hold long term, certainly could have gotten more flips to build up the war chest. But, you know, looking back, it's, you know, everything's in cycles. At some point, the market's going to go down again. I actually think that, you know, in some places is kind of poised to, you know, at least slow down and probably dip a little bit again before it fully comes back the way it's been going gangbusters the past like 2 years. So, you know, just kind of, you know, like most people, like, oh man, I wish I got started sooner and I wish I did more earlier.
You should send an email to your former boss and tell him, just write, I thank you so much for laying me off. .. I just wish it would have happened sooner. Love, Sean.
You know, there was actually one point like I had actually thought about doing something like that. And so, you know, I did not, because I was like, well, that kind of seems like being a little bit of a jerky.
Yeah, no, I'm being facetious. No, I'm kidding.
Even if I actually meant it as like a sincere, hey, you know, thank you for setting me off on my life path, there's just no way it would have been interpreted that way.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. No, I understand that. What's the best ever place to reach you, Sean?
You know, like most people, I'm kind of all over the place. Probably the best way is you can go to my website, which is mass home sale.com. So there's, you know, phone numbers, contact forms, and stuff. Also, you can email me at Sean, and that's SHAUN at RRE-homes.com. And I'm also, you know, all over the place, like, you know, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Bigger Pockets for the investors.
All right. Well, thank you so much. And best ever listeners, I want to mention another opportunity where for the best ever survey.com, if you remember from previous episodes, I did a drawing for, or I said I was going to do a drawing for Judy Robinette's book, How to Be a Power Connector. Well, if you had filled it out by December 1st, well, guess what? I actually gave everyone who filled out the survey Judy Robinette's book, How to Be a Power Connector, because I'm all about adding value and, you know, giving you as much as I can. So I'm going to keep the besteversurvey.com up. And what we're going to do is, I'm going to do a drawing for, someone who, fills out that survey. I don't know how long I'm going to do it, which is probably against some drawing rule, I'm sure. But the book is going to be Brandon Turner's book, Investing in Real Estate with No and Low Money Down. It's an ebook. So feel free to fill out the survey at besteversurvey.com. And everybody who fills it out between December 2nd through, let's say the end of the month. So December 31st, I'm going to do a drawing, and, I'm planning on giving away 7 of his copies of his ebook. So, go to besteversurvey.com and fill that out. Sean, thank you so much for joining our show and giving your insight and your background to the best ever listeners. And we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks a lot. It was great.
Hey, you best ever listener. Do you want more? Then head to joefairless.com, where there are tons of free videos, templates, and content to help you get deals done. And if you want Joe to personally help you reach your goals, then go to the Work with Joe tab on joefairless.com and apply to, well, Work with Joe.